WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. While the College Station School Board had another divided vote about who will be grandfathered when the new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019, there was no opposition to the idea of adjusting the timetable of the next round of boundary changes. Michael Schaefer was the first to call for moving up the schedule after problems came up for some of this year's eighth graders.
We have kids that signed up for classes, received their degree plans, did their tours, did their tryouts, made the teams, and even purchased uniforms. All they know was a maroon or purple track. Can we blame them for this? We created these tracks. We should be so grateful that they are so proud of their school and their school spirit.
Schaefer and Mike Nugent were not able to sway two other members from changing their mind at last Friday's special meeting about grandfathering eighth graders when new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019. Uber is providing little information about a driver from Bryan who was on parole for murder and had served time for armed robbery in Burleson County. An Uber spokesperson did not state how they did not know about Anthony Horn's convictions on those charges or his arrest last year for evading arrest, where a Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted him of that felony and sentenced him to 30 years. A Caldwell man sentenced to 20 years for evading arrest in Brazos and Burleson counties has pleaded guilty to three additional crimes from the same incident.
54-year-old James Biskamp will serve an additional 5 years for aggravated assault of a public servant and evidence tampering. All the crimes took place during a chase in July 2016, which began at the traffic stop in Burleson County. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Biskamp drove more than 95 miles an hour, struck a DPS patrol car, caused other motorists to take evasive action, and ran multiple stop lights and stop signs. Stealing a Texas A&M police bait bicycle resulted in a 4-year prison term for a Bryan man. The sentence given to 34-year-old Adrian LaShawn Jackson was based on his criminal history, which included convictions in 2 felony drug cases and 2 misdemeanor theft cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the 5th time this year, College Station City Hall is losing a senior administrator. Planning and Development Services Director Lance Sims is retiring in August after 22 years with the city for a teaching position at Texas A&M. Sims, who has been the director since January 2014, started as the city's building official in 1996. Sims is the third person to retire, following IT Director Ben Roper earlier this year and the departure later this year of Dave Coleman, who is College Station's former Water Services Director and now in interim deputy manager after Chuck Gilman recently left. And the city council recently voted to hire a search firm to assist in finding the next city manager after Kelly Templin moved to the Rellis campus. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It is 62 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go.
For our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Hey, good morning. Almost 10 after News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
Large area of high pressure will continue to sit just off to our east. It'll result in sunshine today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Tonight, clear 60 to 65. We've got a sunny day coming up for tomorrow. It's going to be warm. High somewhere between 85 and 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. It'll be down close to 65. Sunshine continues Wednesday, turning warm on Wednesday. High is going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball managed to grab a win in its series with top-ranked Florida over the weekend. The Aggs avoiding the sweep yesterday with a 7-3 victory. We'll hear from head coach Rob Childress. However, Aggie softball was unable to avoid the sweep, falling to number 18 Alabama in three games. Next up is the SEC tournament, so we'll cover all of that, as well as the Houston Rockets are one win away from moving on to the Western Conference Finals. All that more coming up in sports.
Uber?
Yeah.
Uber.
There's some explaining to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
We were hurried that day when we were taking applications.
Right,
we happened to just kind of skim over that. And it makes you uncomfortable because, I mean, every experience I've had has been fine.
Sure.
And I think you want this app to work, and you want to be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Until you're not.
Uh-huh.
So, I just kind of hate that they don't have an explanation at all.
Right.
It's kind of like, hey, there's a problem here.
That's why I use Lyft.
Okay.
I hear Lyft's better for the drivers.
Okay.
I don't know if they get like a better chunk of change for it.
Well, then that...
I'm just letting you know if you're thinking.
And, at least around town, I see people who have both, which, you know, both.
Well, and
stickers.
A lot of them will drive. Yeah, a lot of them will drive for both.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, kind of be nice if we had some sort of an explanation.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see if they come out with one.
So in the meantime, I was looking for the job openings on Craigslist. I didn't see anything from the city of College Station yet.
Oh.
Just sitting there.
What are you doing?
What is that?
Just banging my pen here, looking at the job listings. They seem to be some openings in the city of College Station.
A few, yeah.
They come with parking places, too, probably.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I
have to talk to Jay about all
well,
that.
Well, we will. Huh? We'll have to see. Anyhow, they're changing.
Folks. Lots of change.
Yep. Musical chairs over there.
Yep.
All right, so if you need more proof that the apocalypse is not too far away, UK's Telegraph reports that British schools are beginning to remove analog clocks from the classrooms because students don't know how to tell time anymore.
I heard this, yeah. They don't know how to tell. They don't know how to tell time over there anyways because they do that, military time.
Yeah, well, they'll do that. But I'm just saying. Does it take that much time to teach a kid how to read?
That was one of our lessons, was how to read a clock.
Now, what, are they too busy teaching to the standardized test over there?
Right, like what has that lesson been replaced with?
So I wear a watch that is a traditional, two-hand watch.
Uh-huh.
And I had an older person compliment me on that and said, well, kids nowadays are always using the digital stuff and the Fitbits and everything else.
Well,
you got your traditional watch.
Well, even with the smart watches, you can still change the faces. And if you prefer
the more traditional face,
can use that. Yeah.
And the deal is, they've got that opportunity. But what they're saying, nearly everything that children have is digital, and the current generation isn't as good at reading that clock as the older generations.
Well, you have to teach them.
It's not difficult. It's not difficult.
It hasn't
folks.
Become more or less difficult in time.
I'm just saying, folks, these other two people are under 30, okay? I'm just saying. So, me, I can grouse, they'll go, oh, it's the old guy. But I'm just really... Then again, it's in Great Britain, and maybe they're doing it here. I'm not sure.
Well, Britain, they're doing a lot of weird stuff. Let's not pick up on what they're doing.
I know, they're letting their royals marry actresses.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Heaven forbid.
What are you going to do? Hey, this thing in Hawaii is not good for tourism, I'm betting.
It's not. No, it's not good for people who live there either.
Yep, right. Sulfur dioxide gas in dangerous levels is being emitted CBS says the eruption started after hundreds of itty-bitty quakes hit the area earlier in the week, and then the residents began documenting the growing cracks. Do you see the video of this stuff?
Yes. some videos. Yeah.
Which I don't know how. I mean, it's awesome to look at, but I feel scared for the people taking it.
You bet. Sure. Well, that's a drone. Well, the ones I saw were drones.
Oh, no. I saw people like in the middle of the road taking this thing.
Yes, the lovely community of Leilani Estates, which is 25 miles east of the volcano, apparently had a red line of lava snaking through the trees from several miles away and running through the streets. The gas, by the way, can cause intense coughing and burning throats. It's a byproduct of the melting process. There are 5 active volcanoes, but Kilauea?
Yeah.
Kilauea,
sure,
is the biggest. It's been a constant state of activity since 1983.
Wow.
It's just now it's erupting all that stuff above the surface.
It's angry.
Now, I tell you that to then say, look at what U.S. America is doing. NASA... You know NASA.
Sure.
Space, mm-hmm. Right?
Space.
Mashable.com says that they had an Atlas V liftoff from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base. It's taking a 6-month trip. It's going to get to Mars, trailed by 2 mini satellites that are called CubeSats. But we all knew that.
CubeSats.
Most launches from Mars usually take place at the Kennedy Space Center, but they're really excited in California that Vandenberg gets to do this. Now, once the satellite, which we're going to call InSight, arrives at Mars, it will parachute down through Mars' thin atmosphere, which one NASA scientist describes as 6 minutes of terror. The spacecraft generally will enter Mars' atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yep. And if all goes as planned... Meaning if it doesn't, this won't be the way that it is. But if it happens that way, the lander will settle in on the red Martian dirt, okay? And then it will bore down into Mars to measure Mars quakes.
Mars quakes.
Because, you know, it's
they're not earthquakes. Right, they'd be they're Mars quakes. Quakes.
Okay. Now, are they not paying attention to what happened in Hawaii?
Right.
Are we going to go up to Mars and now stir up things there?
And start messing with the Martians
exactly.
and their lives.
And you know those people.
Yeah.
They're little green men. And,
it's not
you
very
know,
nice.
No, they're not.
This is how the Star Wars begins.
Exactly.
Was it Space Wars?
Whatever, but we're up. Well, Attack of the Martians, right?
Yeah.
Those people who died because Slim Whitman music was played. Anyway, but this includes drilling 16 feet into the Martian surface just to deploy a temperature probe. Why do we need to know that?
Exactly. That's my question.
And a type of apparently seismometer that will measure the quakes.
It's like
on the
they
red
have nothing
planet.
Better to do.
Right.
They're just bored.
Why do we need to know that? I mean, they're going to sit back there going, boy, having a big one. We're in Mars today, aren't they? You know,
because people wants to know what's in the latest in space news.
I'm not sure.
Not everybody's a hater like y'all.
No, I'm just saying, though, we don't need to be going up there annoying them. What if the Martians
Who's
came down
that?
Here and started drilling into our atmosphere?
Right.
I mean, into our Earth surface.
We wouldn't
just
be okay
saying,
with it.
We would not.
Them messing with our stuff.
All right. Memory's a funny thing. Sometimes the harder you try to remember something... the farther away that recollection
sure.
goes, right? It happens more with age, just believe me. And and it feels at other times like it's really easy to recall something that's totally obscure, okay? Like a fact or just something in your life with perfect clarity. So now researchers believe they've discovered a connection between how well we remember something and the conditions under which that original memory was formed. And what they discovered was that calm surroundings contribute to much better memory retention than anything else, and that moments of silence actually help to galvanize memories and strengthen them, so allowing them to kind of be recalled with greater detail at some point in the future. So if it's quiet when you have this memory, it seems to stick better.
Huh.
Researchers call this period of quiet calm quiet resting. It says that memory of something that happens then is stored in greater detail than if it happens in some other situation.
So if I forget something on air, you guys just have to be just real quiet.
Exactly. Well,
let me remember it.
I'm thinking of it, though, in any kind of an excitement situation, any competitive situation
right.
where there's probably a lot of noise and
cheering
stuff.
Cheering and yelling.
Right,
and
but people are supposed to not remember that as well later on. I'm not sure that that's true.
And sometimes, you know, baseball players, they forget how to run the bases. Or
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, absolute quiet. When was the last time either of you guys were in absolute quiet? And the reason I say that is because I was yesterday.
Okay.
Oh. And it's hard to find, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It wasn't around here, but just took a drive out into the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was over in Washington County and just turned off the car. And it was absolutely no airplane noise, no road noise.
Yeah,
no,
that is
no,
tough
no
to find.
Dogs barking or anything like
but
that.
But no birds or anything?
No birds, no.
Really?
Well, it was on a farm to market road, and there was pasture land around, so there weren't many trees, I don't
okay.
think. But just the idea of doing that, being able to find absolute silence.
Yeah.
And do you like that? See?
I don't know. I usually start humming.
I know. I thought if Chelsea were with us, she'd be humming right now. But, I mean...
Well, I mean, growing up, we lived kind of not all the way off the beaten path, but
Andy
there wasn't
was
a lot of...
Andy was an only child.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So
yeah,
he lived in absolute
quiet. He was talking to his invisible friend.
That's why I talk so much, yeah. It was just a silence.
That's exactly right. But anyway, it is. It's hard to find sometimes, and I find it relaxing, but nonetheless. Yeah.
I live by the train tracks here. Like, my room backs up to Welburn Road.
Well, there you are. Okay. So, yeah. That's pretty nice. So... Do you shower every morning or every night?
Both.
Okay.
Wow.
Actually, there is a correct...
I'm a clean person.
That's a lot of laundry to do,
yeah.
Reeves.
Now, the thing is...
What?
But there are other people who don't. But apparently there is actually a correct answer.
Okay.
You should be showering at night.
Mm, okay.
According to dermatologists, better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep experts say it also... fits in better with your body's natural rhythms, so that showering at night will help you sleep better as well.
Hmm. Yeah, and there's something about just being clean when you get in your sheets.
There you go. Yeah. According to a new poll, 61% of people say they shower at night versus to 39% who shower in the morning. But see, some people need it to help them wake up.
And that's a big reason why I shower in the morning.
So it serves a purpose for them to do that. You
right.
know? Well, but see, now, if it's just to wake you up, couldn't you just turn the shower on, let it hit your face, turn it off, and you're done?
Hit your face.
Boom, I'm
awake.
Well,
and sometimes it is just like a jump in, jump out type of thing,
yep,
but it's still part of
no
my...
No soap involved?
No. Okay, let's stop talking about me showering.
You're the one that said you shower all
the
time.
I know. I do, though, because I work out in the evenings,
yeah, okay.
And so obviously I want to shower before I get in bed
from
But yeah, and then in the morning, I mean, it's, I'm stumbling out of bed at 3:50,
That's right.
Need something to help wake me up besides just the coffee.
Yep. How to read better. We're going to tell you about that in the next half hour. There's actually a way to be able to read better than you do right now. And then there's the story of the well-digging villager who accidentally tapped into a natural gas deposit in his own backyard.
Oh.
After
Boom.
Drilling a 30-foot borehole into his own yard, the man noticed a strong gas smell.
Hmm.
Suspecting it to be flammable. I mean, I guess there's only one way to test whether it's flammable or not. That's when he hit the lighter.
Oh, well.
He was right.
Oh, my.
Yes, he was.
Is he alive to tell this story?
He is alive to tell the story.
Okay.
But, I mean, and maybe there's a safer way to do it, but in that case, that's how he found
out.
That
left an even bigger hole in his backyard.
Yes, sir.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 726. Okay, from time to time we get calls from people who we, quote, say, get the show. Okay?
Okay.
They understand what we're doing here, which is spending a lot of time talking about things where the answer doesn't even matter.
Okay? Right, of course.
And so he brought up the question, going back to the schools in the UK who are taking the analog clocks off the walls, okay, because kids are having trouble telling time.
Right.
Okay. When an analog clock's battery is low, it loses time, okay? Doesn't accurately mark the time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen with digital clocks?
I never knew that happened with analog clocks.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I never knew
that.
Yeah,
because there are mechanical things that have to happen, and if it doesn't have the power, it doesn't run at the precise speed that it needs to for the mechanical things to happen.
Are we talking about big differences, like minutes or just seconds?
Yeah, just minutes. Oh,
okay.
You know, like a minute or it starts running slower. Or if you don't wind up a watch, it starts running
slower. I just noticed one day it just stops running.
Okay, well, that too. But again, do digital clocks not run as quickly when the batteries are low? Once again, don't know the answer, and the answer probably doesn't matter, but it's just something to think about if you got nothing else to do. All right, let's do some weather. We can do that for you right now, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Your Duralast and commercial roofing pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hey, pretty much got a week of weather where we're going to be near 90 degrees during the day and in the mid-60s at night. No mention of rain. And, I mean, run that all the way through Friday is apparently what we're looking at. But it's pretty nice out there right now. We have 80% relative humidity, and it's 62.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Like most other Democrat-run cities, Seattle has housing problems. Prices are out of reach for both renters and buyers, and there is a big homeless problem. They're everywhere. So Seattle City Council's come up with an idea. They are proposing a new tax. The tax would only affect the largest businesses in the city, supposedly. On top of what they're already paying, these companies would be taxed another $500 per employee. Revenue would be used to fix the housing crisis, supposedly, except it won't because they can't. Seattle's existence demonstrates they can't and don't know what they're doing. Now, the plan was moving full steam ahead until Amazon announced it is immediately stopping construction on the new facility they're building downtown, which puts 7,000 new jobs at risk. Amazon's decision caused panic to erupt in Seattle's liberal corridors of power. The mayor is alarmed. She says that she's talking to business and labor leaders, anybody she has to, in order to find common ground. But remember, Seattle just saw a bunch of jobs disappear when they imposed a so-called living wage on businesses. It closed a bunch of restaurants. And here they are again. You see, liberals never learn. There is no common ground to be found with these people. Jeff Bezos, hold your ground, buddy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, if you own land, I'm sure you would love to have the time to work it, develop it, spend time with it. If so, go see my good friends at Mahindra. Because for a limited time, you can get one of Mahindra's best-selling tractors, the 2555 Shuttle with Loader, and get up to $9,000 off MSRP. With 55 horsepower, it's great for all of you hobby farmers. Plus, the 2555 includes an industry-leading 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Mahindra also offers a full lineup of tractors from 20 horsepower all the way up to 125 horsepower. For offer details or to learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A third veteran department head at the City of College Station is retiring. Director of Planning and Development Services Lance Sims is moving to the classroom at the end of the summer. Sims, who started in 1996 as the building official, was promoted to assistant director in 2005 and to director 4.5 years ago. Sims is the fifth person at College Station City Hall to leave. That follows new jobs for former city manager Kelly Templin and former deputy manager Chuck Gilman, the retirement of IT director Ben Roper, and the upcoming retirement of former water services director Dave Coleman, who is now College Station's interim deputy manager. The College Station School Board's next round of boundary changes may start sooner than the process just completed. Mike Nugent joined Michael Schaefer last Friday in calling for starting earlier in the school year to avoid problems some of this year's eighth graders are experiencing.
At some point, I would like to say I think it should be looked at as a board as far as making an adjustment for the timing. it may not help us now, but it's going to help us down the road.
The idea was also supported by Board President Jeff Harris.
See if we can't move that back a little bit in time to give more runway, if you will, for the decision.
Recordings of last Friday's board meeting and an extended interview with Harris are online at WTAW.com. Voters in the Snook School District passed a $7.5 million bond issue by one vote. Snook voters also turned down a $725,000 softball field by 28 votes. In the Caldwell School District, voters turned down a more than $28 million bond issue by 47 votes. Voters in Burleson, Grimes, Washington, and four other counties will decide in 2 weeks who will serve the rest of the year as their state representative. Republicans Ben Lamont and Jill Wolfskill received 43% and 27% of Saturday's special election. They also face each other in the GOP runoff to advance to November's general election against Democrat Cecil Webster Sr., who finished third in Saturday's special election. It appears there will be multiple debates between incumbent Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Beto O'Rourke, but no dates have been set or what language will be spoken.
Democratic nominee Beto O'Rourke's campaign gave a May 10th deadline in its letter asking for 6 debates with Senator Cruz, including 2 in Spanish. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
O'Rourke is using this call to show that he wants to debate anytime and anywhere, and also wants to use it to highlight the fact that he's fluent in Spanish and Ted Cruz is not.
A point that Florida Senator Marco Rubio attempted to exploit in the last presidential campaign.
I don't know how he knows what I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
And the Cruz campaign says he's looking forward to debates. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
College Station police arrested an Iola man following a road rage incident late Friday afternoon. 43-year-old Donald Wilzak II is accused of pointing a 9mm pistol at occupants of another vehicle. According to the arrest report, Wilzak said he inadvertently made a wrong turn and cut off another vehicle. When occupants in the other vehicle made gestures with their arms, Wilzak got the gun out of his glove box and pointed at the other driver and passenger. Wilzak was charged with aggravated assault and unlawfully carrying a weapon. An Uber driver from Bryan is returning to prison. 45-year-old Anthony Horn was convicted and sentenced to 30 years for evading arrest from Bryan police. The Uber driver was on parole for the murder of an inmate inside the Connolly Unit prison in 1998. And in 1992, Horn was convicted of an armed robbery west of Bryan in Burleson County. A statement from Uber did not explain how the company did not know about Horn's convictions. Three men are in or headed to prison after recent admissions to crimes in the Twin Cities that took place 4 and 6 years ago.
36-year-old Barry Reeves of Bryan was arrested by College Station police in August 2012 for choking a woman. 4 years later, in August 2016, Reeves was on trial and the jury was deliberating when he agreed to be placed on probation for 5 years. Last September, prosecutors filed a motion that Reeves violated 12 conditions of his probation. And last week, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported Reeves entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to 5 years. Judge gave Reeves credit for time served since his arrest in March and ruled Reeves was not able to pay $3,100 in attorney fees and court costs. A College Station man was recently sentenced to 35 years in prison for running a local drug trafficking organization has already served almost 4 years. According to online records, 33-year-old Sean Scorpio Sanchez has been in jail since his latest arrest in September 2014. DA's office reported Sanchez sold large quantities of methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. A Dallas man recently entered a plea agreement with prosecutors for his part in an armed robbery that took place at the College Station apartment in November 2012. 29-year-old Leon Chadwick, who used to live in Bryan, was one of three people who used a gun to take electronics and other items. Chadwick was sentenced to 12 years on a reduced charge of robbery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
They say roaches can survive just about anything. At ABC Home and Commercial Services, we beg to differ. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins. When you see roaches in your kitchen, bath, or garage, call us. We'll send a well-trained specialist to your home to eliminate them. Our treatment plans for roaches are simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. So for residential or commercial roach service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between the Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure is situated just east of our area this morning, stretching from Louisiana to Minnesota. It'll result in sunshine and warm conditions today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy, close to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and warm on Wednesday. Highs are going to approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie baseball, picking up a much-needed win against Florida yesterday afternoon. The guys avoiding the sweep at the hands of the Gators. Also, Aggie softball unable to avoid a sweep at the hands of 18th-ranked Alabama. The ladies will be heading to Columbia, Missouri this week to take part in the SEC tournament. And also, Danny Williams, Texas A&M guard, is transferring for her final year of eligibility. She will be playing at the University of Texas. We'll cover all of that and so much more coming up in sports.
Good morning. It's 7:40 on a Monday morning, in case you weren't with us last hour. I know, you don't get up that early. Whatever. We just think, as a cautionary note, we should tell you, if you were planning to go to Idaho State campus this week,
mm-hmm. might want to put that off for a little while.
Maybe so. I mean, granted, it's kind of a story that's been in existence for 14 years, but we've just now found out that they've lost some weapons-grade plutonium.
Right. They just misplaced it.
Yeah. We don't know exactly where it is, and, of course, it's always the last place where you look.
Yeah, sure. That's true, too.
Find it.
And it's only the size of a quarter.
Now, it's not enough for a nuclear bomb, but it is enough for a dirty bomb. So just saying, if you were planning to go to Pocatello, maybe one of your kiddos wants to go to school in Pocatello.
Uh-huh.
This might not be the week.
Yeah.
Might want to give them another week now that they've... Now that I guess they kind of outsourced it to everybody.
Maybe they'll have a bigger search party and it'll be a little bit easier.
Maybe somebody
find.
Remembers from 14 years
sure,
ago,
that
whatever
too.
It happens to be. Now they just want a solution. They're going mm-hmm. public.
Oh, yet, so. They have an indoor football stadium,
sure.
too, by
oh,
the
yeah.
way.
Oh, they're famous. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's got like a, I don't know, it's a weird-looking stadium.
Benny the Bengal.
No, they win like, don't they win like
that's
the national?
That's North Dakota State.
Yeah, you're thinking
okay.
North, the
okay.
other
well,
state.
They're all that way. Though,
yeah,
they
yeah it's
they
fine. They're all the same.
There. Yeah. All right, Lady Antebellum uh-huh. sang the yeah. national anthem the other night in Nashville.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight were so gallantly were so gallantly streamed.
Yeah, everybody quit. Uh-oh. Yeah, they stopped looking at their phones and looked up and went, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Well, they still sound great.
Oh, sure. Charles Kelly, he's the one who screwed up. Okay?
Oh, Charles.
So Hillary had to help him out a little bit, but there you go.
We had a gentleman who sang the national anthem Friday evening for the baseball game, and he also forgot the words.
Really?
And then so he stopped everything and said, we're doing this again.
That's the way to do it.
And, you know, those things are a little time sensitive, at least the starting the
they
game.
They are, yeah.
For the first
yeah.
pitch, especially when it's on television.
Well. But,
and so. Rick,
but you need to get that right.
Yeah, but Rick was making up time trying to get the first ball, play ball kids in there
okay.
quickly.
I got you. Well, there we are. All right, so I don't know if you, we just did a commercial for ABC Home and Commercial Services about cockroaches.
Who?
Woman in Florida named Katie Holly got a roach stuck in her ear.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Heard about this.
Last month, her description of it and then what one person said you could do to keep that from happening. Here she goes.
I had a meltdown. My husband came and he checked with his iPhone flashlight and he confirmed that it was a roach sticking out. I was too overwhelmed and too traumatized to like uh-huh. really look at it.
Yeah.
And again, I was weeping and horrified because I thought everything was out, because that's what I was told. And I didn't have any lidocaine on board at this point, so I could feel everything and hear everything. So it was pretty disgusting.
You think?
Little nasty.
Gosh.
That was pretty disgusting.
Babe, get the tweezers.
But and that's the thing, is it goes on for a long time. I mean, they go to the ER. Well, first she
really?
First she tries to jam a Q-tip in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, don't do that.
Not the best thing to do. Anyway. No. But then hubby gets the tweezers and starts pulling parts out.
Oh.
But again, just parts.
Some of it was stuck. Yeah. Some
and
of
those things
stuck
keep
in there.
Moving.
Yep. Okay. But here's how you stop it. This is a doctor. This is a doctor.
If you get a glass of hard liquor, vodka, bourbon, something hard, you actually put a little bit in the ear, and that will instantaneously kill the bug.
Okay.
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 So drown it in alcohol.
All right. That doesn't get it out.
Right.
Right.
That
it just kills
gets it to keep to stop,
stop moving.
Yeah.
Well, so. Let's take care of one thing at a time.
Yeah, you're right.
We kill the bug first, and then we can slowly but surely start to pull him out. But, I would think hydrogen peroxide as well. I know with a lot of folks that clean their ears with hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, but I don't know that that would kill the roach. It may
just
clean it.
Just drink it alcohol?
Might just clean it. No, just right. Just put a couple of drops of liquor in your ear.
Then you get a nice buzz.
Well, whatever. But you also would be able to kill the thing that's in there. Yeah, so there. Well, that's what we're here for, to help you with this.
How did it get in there? When she was sleeping or something?
Apparently. Don't know.
Just
she could hear it.
Because, I mean, that probably should be a conversation that they have as well, now that this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Have you pretty much gone in and taken care of the problem?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, when you're sleeping, if your mouth's open, like a spider could crawl in there, lay its eggs, and then you'd have baby spiders in your stomach and you'd die.
I don't think about that a lot.
No,
I don't either.
But I appreciate you letting
me know. It could happen.
It could. You're
exactly
so
think
right.
about that when you put your head on the pillow tonight.
But right. I guarantee you the next time I feel something like in my ear, I'm going to freak
scream.
Out.
That's right. You're going to scream. Roomies are going to go, all right, now what?
Yeah, they would be a lot of help.
Oh, it was
look
just
in my ear.
It was just a
dude,
cockroach.
Somebody get your phone. Take a picture.
Yeah, that's what it is. Put it on Snapchat.
It'll be there for everybody.
Oh.
All right, so how do you learn to read better, okay?
Okay.
Study has found that two spaces are better than one between sentences.
Mm.
We'll see. The study from Skidmore College used eye movement trackers in about 60 student test subjects. The test, which is best, the subjects were told to read the text as equipment noted how rapidly their eyes would move. The researchers asked them to read passages with single spaces after the periods and double spaces after the periods, and researchers concluded the different styles did not appear to affect how well the students comprehended the passages. However, it did find that their eyes lingered less between the sentences if you got two spaces. So, if you read a lot, Chelsea?
Yes, that is me.
But
I can't tell the book people, the authors, to put two spaces in between their sentences.
I thought they always did that anyways.
Oh, no, they don't.
No.
My
mom typed like that, and maybe still does, just because that's how she learned, and it was a habit. And so when I first started typing, I remember she would tell me two spaces.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. And then, but then when you get to school and you learn it, at that point, they had already phased out of that habit or practice, I should say.
Of the two spaces, or they started making you do two spaces?
No, they did not do it anymore.
Oh, okay. Because I always learned that you were supposed to do that. But it's so weird because I saw somebody, I think on Facebook the other day, had posted and saying that, you're not supposed to do two spaces, just the one.
Well, and if you're going to be reading it, if you're going to be reading your texts while you're driving at 60 miles an hour,
right?
You don't want them to linger any longer than necessary on the screen. So I would think from a safety standpoint, if you're out there in social media doing that, don't put two spaces.
And a space takes up space.
It does.
So if you're on Twitter or something with a limit,
you can't
waste space on spaces.
Again, when they're going 60 miles an hour or faster, you don't want them lingering while they're driving down the road. Just that's our little safety tip for today.
One of the reasons you work is to keep a roof over your head. So what's the condition of that roof? I'm Luke Bratisich, and I'm his brother, Kurt. We own Lone Star Roof Systems, and we'll be happy to do a free evaluation of your roof. Then we'll offer options from shingles to metal to tile. You need the right type of roof installed by an experienced company. That's us. We stand behind our work, so you can stand under it. And just for the record, we're Aggie owned and operated. No jingles, just roofs. Click myaggieroofer.com. FocusOnTheFamily.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you want your children to become responsible adults? Then here's an important first step, and it might surprise you. Teach them to parent themselves. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As you know, a newborn baby isn't capable of managing life. Infants cannot dress, feed, or change themselves. Parents handle those responsibilities for the first few years. But as your kids get older, they should be taught how to take care of themselves. Your goal is to set your child on the path toward adulthood by learning how to set appropriate boundaries and manage their own life. When children aren't taught to take responsibility for themselves, they often wind up like John. Even in his teen years, John was never expected to wake himself up for school, to fix his own lunch, or to clean his room. His mother did it all for him. Of course, as a young adult living on his own and without mom to care for him, John was perpetually late. He rarely cleaned up after himself and often missed paying his bills. And after he was married, well, he expected his wife to do for him all the things his mother had done. Needless to say, his marriage was in trouble in a hurry. The point is to give them increasing responsibility for managing their own life, because someday they'll need the ability to maintain healthy relationships and to handle the rigors of the adult world all on their own. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Day.
You know, I've been getting a lot of feedback from social media. You want to hear some quotes? Every time I hear that annoying voice of Jimmy from Zipa, I want to tear my ears off my head. You see the hypocrisy here, people? First of all, you know, you got to listen to my commercial for maybe 60 seconds. But what about that person snoring next to you all night long? That person sleeping next to you, they can't turn your mouth or your nose down, can they? No, they got to go sleep on the couch. Get this fixed. ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Port of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. The Navasota Rattler baseball team is moving on to the 4A area round after besting Leander Glenn over the weekend. The guys bounce back from a Game 1 loss to the Grizzlies to grab a 6-5 victory in Game 2 and a 1-0 extra inning win in Game 3. Now in the college game, number 18 Aggie baseball managed to salvage a win in its series with top-ranked Florida, topping the Gators yesterday 7-3. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Well, our team showed an awful lot of toughness today after what Florida did to us the last 2 days and outclassed us in every category. A really good team. For us to show up with great attitude, great mentality, and Stephen Kolick just to battle to minimize damage, and huge momentum play to start the game. A lead-off double, almost double, and Wally makes a great relay throw to strike to second base, and we get things going offensively, like you said, in the third inning to get back in the game. And Kolick got it together there in the third, fourth. He just got better with each inning, and couldn't be more proud of the way he's responded. And, you know, Nolan Hoffman made it stand up, and, you know, it was huge to score a couple runs late to breathe a little bit. You know, they were going to make a run at this.
The Aggie offense had been stagnant all weekend, scoring one run apiece in each of the previous two games. Hunter Coleman finally got it going. He finished 2-for-4 at the plate with a home run and a ribby.
They got the momentum early, and then that our sole focus on was on getting the momentum back, and I think we were on the barrel all weekend, just hitting it right at him, and finally it was good to find some holes today and fill out hits.
With the win, Hunter and the guys improved to 34-14 and 12-12 in SEC play. On the softball diamond, the number 9 ladies fell to 18th-ranked Alabama yesterday, 5-4 in 8 innings. It capped off a 3-game sweep for the Tide as the Aggs fall to 40-15 on the season and 13-11 in conference. Next up is the SEC tournament this week in Columbia, Missouri. Texas A&M guard Danny Williams has announced via social media that she's transferring to the University of Texas. As a junior last year, Williams averaged 14.2 points per game, sinking a team-high 71 three-pointers to help lead the Aggies to a Sweet 16 appearance. The Houston Rockets are one win away from the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul scored 27 points and pulled down 12 rebounds, while James Harden scored 24 points to power the Houston Rockets to a 187 win over Utah last night. Now, despite taking 2 in Salt Lake City, Paul says his guys are far from done.
Taking it one game at a time, you know what I mean? It was showed a lot of grit for us to come in here and win 2 games, but we still got a lot of work to do, and that's why, you know, we're not relaxing. We're going to keep going.
Paul and the Rockets will look to clinch tomorrow night when they host the Jazz for Game 5 in Houston. Chris Sale allowed 1 run over 7 innings while striking out 12 as the Boston Red Sox stymied the Texas Rangers yesterday 7-1. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister on Sale.
Listen, he knows how to pitch, and he's got nasty stuff. And a guy like that, I mean, he put a foot down also. As much as our guys were trying to get that pitch count up there and try to grind away, I think at one point I counted we only had four outs in the field, and everything else, you know, were strikeouts, and that's the stuff that he brings.
Texas will try to get back on track this evening when it welcomes Detroit to town at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Matt Cook outpitched Justin Verlander to become the first pitcher to beat MVPs in consecutive starts in at least 71 years as the Arizona Diamondbacks edged the Houston Astros 3-1. Cook outlasted L.A. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in his previous start. Now for the Stros, they'll look to bounce back tonight as they pay a visit to the Oakland A's at 9:05. And on the golf course, Sung Hyun Park grabbed the victory in the LPGA Texas Classic in the Colony, while Renard Langer was the victor in the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2017 Ford Explorer for only $429 a month. Now, everybody knows what a Ford Explorer looks like. It is the SUV, the creme de la creme of the Ford line, and you've always got a lot of leg room. You can pile everybody in there. It's got 3 rows of seats, so you can take the entire family, or you just got a lot of friends. This is the vehicle for you. Again, a 2017 Ford Explorer for only $429 a month. At Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Christina, 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 Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Good morning, News Talk 1620. WTAW will have royal wedding news later on, but something kind of scary about the wedding, too, just letting you know.
Uh-oh. Yep, it's still on, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, y'all going to eat today?
Yep, planning on it.
Thinking about it.
A lot of times you use something to help you eat rather than just your hands.
A utensil? Okay.
Yep. Chopsticks.
Oh, yeah.
They evolved in China. not out of fashion, but mostly because there was poverty in the nation at that time.
Okay.
And they needed to have, you know, a lot of rice. And so what they did is they cut down all the trees. And as a result, trees became hard to find. So they couldn't build furniture for tables. And the people had to hold the bowls in their hands. And they needed something to eat them with. And that's how chopsticks were born. You're going, wait a minute.
Huh?
Chopsticks are made out of wood.
Yeah, what were they made out of?
Originally, they weren't. They're made out of bone and ivory and things like that. Yeah. Bamboo, that's right. Okay. Then there's spoons, okay? Yeah. Spoons, basically, there before the fork. That was really the first eating utensil for the area outside of out of China. And it comes from the Latin and Greek word cochlea, which is like the shell that you've seen.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what that is. But most important, we know about knives and stuff, the spork.
The spork.
The wonderful spork.
Yes.
The spork actually was first mentioned by name in 1909 in a supply catalog. The spork, of course, achieved its notoriety because we all eat our famous bowls with sporks. 1970 is when KFC introduced the spork.
That was big.
You know,
it was huge.
That's it. So that's where it came from. But it was first. So go in there today in the break room and say, did you know the spork was first mentioned in 1909? And people will look at you and go, you listen to those
you're
people.
You're so smart.
People. Yeah, okay. It's
you
gonna
must be
an 90
infomaniac.
All week long. It's going to be in the mid-60s, and it's 62 now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station Bryan.